someone else is. But all I heard, I couldn't possibly hear.
Yeah, I need to do it, man. I'm driving on my dad, one of my cars. Bill Stacy, licensed private investigator. So I got a proposition for a sponsor. I got a date. I wouldn't keep it if I was you. What are you talking about? But getting in a cigarette, ain't it? Have you ever grown in there before? No. Funny. He committed suicide yesterday over some guy. Himself.
Yeah, I figured he must have given her a real song dance about the little rose-covered cottage.
When he wouldn't perform, he blew a brain cell.
How do you know so much about him?
Well, you saw my card. I'm a private dick who hires you. That's just it.
You don't like me, Duke.
I'm worried.
Well, you would be if you knew what I did.
So does.
No, I'm not spilling unless I get paid. I want $500.
How do I know it's worth it?
You like living?
Go on.
Well, $500 will guarantee it.
Will you take a check?
That'd be funny.
I only got 120 on me.
Yeah, when do I get the rest?
Tomorrow. Your information is legit.
All right, fuck it over.
I'm recording. I can't even remember.
120. All right. Well, like I said, when Carol Ford left my office, what if she was going to take care of you?
You were just talking.
No, not her. I just wanted to be able to believe tonight. I failed her when she left. Went down to a gym on 34th Street. And she saw a fellow named Joe Moylan.
Who's there?
Bullet. They had a nice long talk.
Well, what makes you think I was a subject?
Like a good long years. Well, she went to a phone booth. Who do you think she called?
All right, Stacy, let's have that bill.
What bill?
That 120 I just gave you.
What's up? Wait a minute. I can't afford to.
You little chiseler, what do you think you would be able to do?
Come on.
that we'll return to the adventures of the Vulcan. I don't know how long now. So if I were you, Pally, I'd get on my horse. Hello, Carol. Remember me?
I can't see the idea.
Maybe that's because it was dark out the last time we met.
Was this man dark?
No, no, my name is Mike Waring. It's a long story, Angel, and I just assume it while I tell it. I was working for Mantell. He claimed he was being blackmailed, and he asked me to post for him at the payoff.
He was lying.
So I discovered. You arranged to meet Mantell so someone could plug it.
That's a lie.
I got the story from Phil Stacy. Now, who's the boy you hired?
Well, that probably the truth.
It's about time someone did.
I did arrange that Mantell case, but later I brought it over and tried to call up Simon.
What happened?
I couldn't reach him. That's why I showed up at the park early to warn
you. I don't believe it.
Don't be a fool if I'd warned. If I wanted to kill, I wouldn't have been there at all.
Nevertheless, your boy took a shot at me.
He couldn't have. He was leading me to a blind. He was on his face.
Doesn't make sense. If your boy didn't do it, then who did?
What about Mr. Mantell?
What about it?
Suppose you could be the one who shot me.
What would be the point?
So I get the credit. That would dispose of me and leave him free to go on his way.
Yeah. If you got set up for knocking me off, that might still be fine.
What do you think?
I think if there's anything to your theory, Mr. Mantell and I ought to have another chat. Or this time, I'll have the gun. Come on, Carol. I'll be seeing you.
This is Mantell.
That's right.
Well, I must say, it's a good place.
Let me tell you.
I've got to wait a bit, man.
But whatever you're selling, I'm not selling
anything with Mantell. Now, I'm going to move away. That's for free.
Yeah,
well, I thought you might be interested in my merchandise.
Well, look, what is
it? Now, there's a bit somebody in town, an awful piece. And I came glad to send up later for you. Don't forget a copy of How to Win Friends and Influence People.
I see you, if I can't read it.
Oh, I see. So, there ain't time for you to write now?
I was wondering if maybe we can work out a deal. I'll give you $1,000 for that gun.
Are you trying to bribe me?
$2,000.
Well, I've never been so insulted in all my life.
$2,500. My last bill.
Honestly. You got it on?
Yeah.
Thank you. The Adventures of the Falcon.
I guess there's no pleasing some people. The way Sergeant Corbett nominated me for the position of killer of Superman killed my own client, I tried to decline the honor. But Corbett felt sure his superior, Lieutenant Coram, wouldn't do it.
Boy, I certainly hate to be in your shoes. When Coram gets his hands on you,
I mean, Sergeant, you can't be serious about this.
Oh, I wish there was some way I could convince him.
But you know I couldn't kill anybody.
But sure.
But don't try to convince Lieutenant Coram.
Wait a second.
What made Coram pick on me?
He got a tip from a girl named Carol Ford. Both of you were up to see her, and when you left, you threatened dire consequences for one Superman girl.
That? And let's give him protection. Now, when you got to...
Right.
I'm relaying this to my superior officer, and he immediately jumped to the conclusion that you were responsible.
He's crazy.
I agree. But what can I do?
So, in the final analysis, Carol Ford is the one I have to thank for this hat, so
you got to thank.
Suppose we could drop over and see her before we hit headquarters?
Well, I don't know. Oh, it's out of the way.
But don't worry, Sergeant. I'm sure Carol will make it worth the while.
I
would be just telling you it's my attention, so this gentleman is with the police.
Does he have a wife?
I don't need one.
Now look here.
Yeah. Look.
Nice, nice.
Well, if it isn't Phil Stacy, what are you doing here?
None of your business.
Maybe I didn't get. He came up here with some advice.
Oh. Is there anything wrong with that?
All the time. He's not purely to get, but I said you were tipping her off to skip town.
How would you know?
Well, he probably showed you that the murder of Duke Mantell might have the cops around asking a embarrassing question.
It looks like I was right.
Yeah. Too bad. Your timing was off.
I'm sorry, Mr. Boyle.
We should be. If you were 20 minutes earlier, we would have missed her.
Look, Waring, you get the wrong angle on this. If you think she's responsible for Duke Mantell's murder...
No, I don't. I assume
that's because you wanted to.
Look, Mike, you know what you're talking about.
I think so, Sergeant.
Just ask yourself this question. How would you have thought if you found this poor guy?
Well, if he was guilty,
which is just what Stacy wanted you to think.
But what are you babbling about?
You killed my client.
Isn't that if I am accustomed to dealing with squirrels like you?
All right, Sergeant, make it to a tree.
I'm afraid I'm beginning to be
baffled. Well, move over, Carol. You've got company. Why did you tip off the police that I had it in for you, Mantell?
I didn't want to see you make the same mistake down.
I see.
Well, I don't. Of course, you're equally responsible for Mantell's murder.
You better. If they didn't do it, that might have problems of elimination that has to be you.
Well, you didn't have grass to settle down then. But you had no motive.
It was that pacing Mantell gave him. When you left the office making threats, he tipped off Mantell expecting to be remunerated. But all he got for his pains was a shellacking. A guy like Stacy takes a thing like that personally.
Then he was responsible for killing me in the car.
That he was. He thought I was Mantell. Then when he discovered his mistake, he said a friend of his named Jack wanted his to remedy it. He felt sure he'd never be suspected.
What made you do that?
There were three reasons. One, he was on top of every play. When it looked as though I came to a blind alley, he came up with your name. And then that final bit of his telling you to skip town, he just wanted you to incriminate yourself.
He said there were three reasons you wanted to run too.
Well, if you were the only woman in the case, and if you were guilty, I'd have had to wind up with Sergeant Corbett. But if you ain't doing it, it works out much better this way.
Thank you.